This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Broncos have announced their training camp schedule. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The Broncos will hold practices over 3 weeks starting this Friday. Fans cannot attend training camp this year over concerns about the spread of COVID-19. In late July, the NFL announced it was also canceling all preseason games. As the coronavirus pandemic continues, the league and the Broncos have announced steps for both scenarios. That is, if fans are eventually allowed to attend games or if they're not. The Broncos will host the Tennessee Titans in their season opener on Monday Night Football on September 14th. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A large COVID-19 testing center is now open in Aurora. The Sentinel reports the free drive-up testing site is located at the Aurora Sports Park. Governor Jared Polis says testing sites open to anyone are key to fighting virus transmission. Another will open at Waterworld in Adams County today, and other similar sites will open in the next couple of weeks. A North Carolina-based company is staffing the testing site with support from the State Health Department. The Bureau of Land Management officially opens its new headquarters in Grand Junction today. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
U.S. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt has signed an order formally establishing the BLM's main office in Grand Junction. The order completes the process of relocating the federal agency from Washington, D.C. to the West. Most of BLM's employees work in the West, too. The department says it will save money by operating out of Colorado, money they say can be reinvested in field operations. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News.